But let's take a quick tour, as I've been getting in the habit of doing, a quick tour of markets on the Yahoo Finance Interactive. And I actually want to start in what is not my customary place to start, and that's with Bitcoin, which is up by 9% at the moment here this morning, above $47,000. And this is something we're watching closely as we're seeing red elsewhere on the screen. As I said, sort of anemic gain in futures, but we're seeing some other segments of the market express some risk aversion. But here is that leg up that we are seeing in Bitcoin, and an interesting one it is. If you look over the past 5 days, we've been seeing some weakness in crypto. So this represents a bit of a comeback. We did have Jay Powell, I believe, yesterday saying the U.S. was not looking to ban cryptocurrencies. I don't think anyone thought that they were, but, you know, maybe that's a little bit reassuring for him to say. Right below Bitcoin here on my Wi-Fi Interactive, we've got crude oil, and I want to check there as well as we see a little bit of a slide. Not just this session, but over the past few sessions. This is Bank of America out this morning talking about potential $100 a barrel oil and the sort of havoc or damage that that could potentially have to the global economy. Brian Chung requested a global look at the markets as well this morning. So here it is delivered for him. And we're concentrating in particular on Europe, where we got some economic data this morning. He's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. Seeing a little bit of weakness here in the FTSE, London here down about 2/3 of 1%, Frankfurt off 0.4%, Paris a little changed at this point. And then looking at some other segments of the market and what we are seeing here this morning, here's our NASDAQ 100 and what it did yesterday. Flipping on over to what we're seeing this morning, sort of, again, an echo of what we saw in the averages, a little bit of green for some of the tech heavyweights this morning after we saw some weakness yesterday. So that's my quick tour, guys. Maybe, Chung, I'll take it over to you to pick it up on not just economic data, by the way, out of Europe, but we got some here in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, I mean, starting off in Europe, there was some inflation data that we got overnight, at least when you're looking at New York time, showing that Eurozone inflation hit a 13-year high. It accelerated to 3.4% in September. That's why you saw a lot of the major indexes in Europe really sell off quite sharply, although it seems like through the trading session, at least right now, that a lot of that pairing those gains, so maybe a little bit of confidence in the European Central Bank to kind of tame inflation if it gets out of hand, although we've heard a lot of dovish commentary, I would say arguably more so than even compared to Jerome Powell from the ECB president, Christine Lagarde. But again, you know, Paris, Frankfurt, and London all seeing some gains. But it's interesting because it's echoing the story that we're seeing in the United States when you take a look at PCE data, again, personal consumption expenditures data that we got from the Bureau of Economic Analysis this morning, showing on a headline basis, 4.3% was the increase year over year. When you strip out those more volatile components like food and energy, it was 3.6%. But that 4.3% figure, guys, I mean, I haven't seen a figure that high since I was born. You'd have to go back to 1991 to get a year-over-year print that high. Look, I just have to remind everyone whenever I have to remind everyone when I get the chance. But regardless, it underscores that the transitory picture is not going away. When you look at those August numbers, that's a faster PCE print than we saw in the month of July. Again, the Federal Reserve insisting that'll go down by the middle of next year. But again, with these prints continuing to get higher and higher, you do wonder when we're going to start to actually see that.
Yeah, also, too, within this data, Brian, it was good to see the savings rate at 9.4%. To me, it is a glimmer of hope as we head to the holiday season that consumers certainly have the purchasing power to go out there and splurge if they wanted to, and some confidence on the economic outlook returns. But, Julie, I do want to mention that was a great highlight on Bitcoin. The spike essentially came out of nowhere. And we're also seeing some interesting pre-market moves on Bitcoin-related stocks. You look at Riot Blockchain, stock is up more than 6% in the pre-market. MicroStrategy, you have Michael Saylor over there, again, who's consistently said he's bullish on Bitcoin. He has been buying Bitcoin for that company's balance sheet. That stock is putting up a nice gain in the pre-market here. And it's just fascinating to see this gain in crypto essentially come out of nowhere. It will be a very interesting weekend, I think, for all things crypto, if this move is any indication.
Yeah, it could indeed.